Following is a Skutch Media production.
It did scare the dogs.
I'm sorry, fishes.
Oh, but
I'm sorry. Sorry, studio dogs. Hello, everybody. Welcome to, was it like the seventh episode of the Pete Podcast? Can't believe we're seven in.
Seven. Lucky number seven.
Lucky number seven. It's been an awesome trip. We've had unbelievable guests.
It's been fun.
Unbelievable stuff. And we're starting, I think we're starting to finally feel our groove. Had a bit of epiphany this morning on kind of, you know, what I'm noticing about, there's a commonality thread between the people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talked about giants among us.
Yeah.
But I think it's gone a bit now to the point where it's also just making that cosmic deposit.
Contributing.
These guys are creators.
Yeah.
Everybody that we've had on is a creator. It's the best way of saying it. We're just the word that really sums it up.
Yeah.
Please check out Gary and Mary for Shay.
Yeah.
Shay is so talented. Check out her Gary and Mary. Her skits are incredible. And from conversations we've had with her, I think there's a lot to come with that. So
yeah.
Just saying, I'm going to throw this out there, babe. I could see Gary and Mary being the next Netflix smash.
Yeah.
I threw it down. I could see, I don't know if it's like, oh, dude, you were wrong. It was fucking Prime. I don't know if it's going to come to that.
Or Paramount Plus.
Or Paramount Plus, you dick. I don't know if it's going to come to that, but I'm telling you, Gary and Mary, that kid, she's a talented one, that one.
She's going places.
She is. To learn like what I've learned, just a little tidbits from that dense hang with Mr. Dietz.
Yeah.
God damn, that guy's talented, guys.
Very.
Like, wow. Wow. Go check out his YouTube. Just see some of the stuff he's done. Use your mind and look at the picture. Don't just look at it as, remember, he doesn't have $50 million to go out and hunt popular music to put behind his explosions. This guy does it on his own, and that is some incredible shit. Like, go check out the Deetsy Deets, and if you get a chance, go to Kick the Ladder. But I think he'd be very mad. I know. He doesn't want you there.
Doesn't want you there.
He doesn't even want you there.
Unless
you want to be there. We've said enough about the Deets that if you want to see what, I'm not even going to bring it up again. Do some research on him. Go see what he hosts. It's very, very impressive.
It's very cool. According to him, is the only thing you need to do to become a better filmmaker is make films. So he's actually putting his money where his mouth is and doing that and helping filmmakers.
You know, but with Isaac, it's a step further. It's like he's not just like all of our guests have helped. Like we've had stories about all these guys, right?
Yeah.
Where they've talked and done stuff like,
yeah.
From Jermaine to, you know, but Dietz is like, all right. Like, it's almost like that guy's a mad scientist. Like, he just is. He's real crazy smart. And he'll get to the point where he's like, I'm not just going to say, I'm going to prove said theory.
Yeah.
And he does it. Like, and he does it with, watch, I can make this become a jam session type thing.
Yeah, I like that. I like how he talked about taking everything that he's taken in filmmaking from music.
That's the minute we related.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and that's how, man, Dietz is, he's a mad scientist, man.
Yeah.
It's like not many people can take like something from one medium and go, I'm going to create a way for this to now be an easier access and to put a bunch of people in one room. We were talking the other day about the Green Iguana back in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And how Shay brought this up. We were hanging out with Shay. We were having a meeting of the minds, what we call it. Shay came over and she was talking about doing open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God. I used to do this thing called an open, what the hell was that? Like a open mic, but it was for anybody. Like it would just dump people that play drums, keyboards, guitars, can sing. And they dropped it. It was a blues jam.
Yeah.
Because everybody in music can play the blues. Everybody can. Like, On Kick could play the blues on the Shehanai.
Yeah.
He'd be like, bah, 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 bah. People be like, my life's so bad. I went on the Pete podcast and it didn't go quite the way I thought it was going to go. Anyway, everybody could play the blues. So you'd go there and they'd dump like 60 people in a room and there might be three drummers, 85 guitarists, 20 bass players. There's always like two drummers and I was one of them. So I got to play with all these people, but it was a nice chance of a meeting of the minds. DT has actually created that for film.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible
considering.
I don't know how the hell you would do that. That mad scientist did it.
Shout out Green Iguana, Tampa, Florida.
Shout out Green Iguana. Remember the burger they used to have there, the Fungus Among Us? Oh, it was so good. One of the best burgers I've ever had in my life is a Green Iguana.
I killed many a bottle of Miller Lights at the Green
Iguana. I'm sure you did. We've killed many of, I don't know. Probably,
I killed many brain cells.
Probably viruses we contracted at them. I think is Green Iguana still open?
It's got to be.
Shout out to Tampa, Florida.
Wait, I'm going to look
this
up.
We're going to look it up, the Green Iguanas. There was two of them. There was one in Ybor.
There were three. Not the,
ooh.
I think there was more than two. There was Ybor. There was West Shore. And then there was where Bahama Breeze was, like Courtney Cox
the
Arquette.
The original.
Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Courtney Campbell Cox Arquette Causeway.
The Courtney Campbell Causeway.
That was, the original is the West Shore, though. That's where this blues jam.
That was my favorite.
Yes, that was my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Some of the best burger. Yeah, I'd say best burger in Tampa was Green Iguana. Burgers were fabulous. They had one with a big, it was a burger with a big fat portobello mushroom on top of it. It was delightful. This was many, many moons ago. Everything's
so the one on West Shore looks like it's still open.
The other two are not, right?
It says it opens at 11 a.m. It looks like it's the only one. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Look at that. Looks the same.
It should. I'm sure it's paid off. I mean, I'd hope to. God, is the blues jam still there Thursday night?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell from the Google review. I don't know.
Jesus Christ, I'm just saying.
I mean, I can look. Okay. I'm on it.
On it. Maybe more. Should I do more blues Shehanai it's still there. People don't do that type of shit anymore.
A lot of reviews mention the live music, so they're clearly still doing live music, but I don't know about the blues jam. Let's see. Hang on.
If you want to go see a cool blues, I don't know if they do it anymore, but they, it's like a montage of people's at Fat Matt's Barbecue. Speaking of an Atlanta tradition.
Oh, yeah.
I think they do it like a blues jam type stuff. Go check it out. You're not going to, but see it. But what Dietz does, back to our stuff, it's like he took the model from that. It's pretty impressive. Very, very impressive. And then just little bit of a kind of dice roll, a little gambling on it, kind of what will happen, a little chance he puts in there.
Very cool.
He does. A little bit of maybe like a little Dungeons and Dragons kind of feel. Roll the 32-side die. Craps.
So looking at the Green Iguana's website, it does not look like the blues jam is still happening.
There's no way. There's no way that happens.
Yeah. It says they have live music 7 nights a week, but it doesn't say anything about a blues jam.
Yeah. See? Gone the way of the dinosaur.
Mm. Yeah.
Gone the way of the dodo and the dinosaur.
Sad.
Yeah, we saw it. Man, sad shit, sad shit.
Sad.
Sad shit. Sad times. But it's not. Moving on, shit happens. Now it'll be like a DJ jam. I could hang in that too. Anyway, moving on.
Speaking of music,
we saw a pretty incredible event.
We did.
We saw it unfold here on, and we brought it first. Not first. I'm sure other people had it first. I don't know if they had it on their podcast first. I don't think they did. But we actually got a chance to see the very, very first rendition of Surya
the
Elements.
The first show. Yeah.
It was
awesome. No other way to describe it.
Show is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Talk about a person giving back. Like this guy, I said it in a review. You can see it on my page. I'm the fat guy at the end behind the very pretty model influencer woman. There's a nice model, pretty influencer lady that talks about it. And then there's a fat guy. That's me. If you don't know, just want to make sure you guys knew. That then says, but I truly believe it. This dude created Disney magic in an Atlanta park. Like, you walked into this, not just like when it started. You walked in and it was immediately, if you felt like...
The venue's perfect.
It's...
Yeah.
Go see this. About an hour, hour, 15 minutes, not very long.
Yeah.
Tickets are super reasonable nowadays, like super reasonable. It's on Eventbrite.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yep, SuriaEnsemble.com for tickets. I think they're doing their first show. So when this comes out, it'll be Thursday.
Yeah.
April 18th.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, if you're in Atlanta.
Go see it. Like, it's the first show open to the public. Like, we saw, got to see a little... You know, because, you know, man, just say it, kind of known to like 7 or 8 people.
Because we're totally VIP.
We're totally, totally VIP. It was incredible people. I'm serious. Like, this is Vegas quality type stuff. Like, you walk in, and I say it in my review, it smelled like Disney magic. Like, how you walk into like a Disney president's of like, you know, the Hall of Presidents, and it smells like a old White House you would think would smell like, or you go in to King Kong's Adventure and his breath smells like bananas. This shit smelled like you were in like a mystical place, and it was like, it was incredible.
Yeah.
When it started, the lights and the beautiful. And
it was immersive. It was immersive.
Yeah, and this wasn't a screen, people. This wasn't, you know, go see IMAX.
Right.
This shit's real people playing this stuff note for note, and it's incredible. And a lot of these guys are just average, not average, they're all unbelievable musicians, but I mean, they're just your people that you would see playing in everyday music. Like,
they're working musicians.
They're working musicians, which is the most incredible part of this. But I'll just tell you, I saw, they break out into each, a little piece from each of them, they kind of spotlight each of the elements. And there's a part where the guitarist is playing, and I don't get shocked often. I've seen a lot of music in my day. And there's a thing when this guy's playing this piece, and he does this, it's called a sweep in guitar, which is basically, it's like you hit a bunch of notes at once and just kind of, but he did it, and I actually went, like, it was so pretty.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Like, even the girl next to me goes, that was really hard, wasn't it? I'm like, you have no idea how hard that is. Like, and he just was like,
yeah.
It's great. Go see it.
They're incredible musicians.
Yeah, our good friend Ankit Patel put on Surya. It's sick. Like, go see it. Seriously, get your tickets. I want to just hit on a little bit real quick, and then we're going to get out of here. We're not making this one long.
Yeah, this is going to be a quick one.
But I want to talk about where we see this podcast going.
Okay.
And I think that the trajectory we're on, we're Starship. We're doing great. Like, I want to see more of this. I want to see more people. And we've already got a couple in the can of people you'd be like, huh, what? And then you listen to them talk and you explain what they're doing and how they're trying to grow and cultivate where they're good. Like, it's incredible to just talk to some people. We have a guy coming on to talk about just kind of what he's done, how he's taken a small mom and pop company and turned it into a gigantic conglomerate. Like, it's incredible and fascinating to hear this man just kind of talk about this. But that's also, you know, he's moving the needle. He's helping young entrepreneurs. I want that. I want to see more of that. And I think that that's where we're going to go.
Yeah.
With a little bit of bizarre bananiness sprinkled in.
It's always bizarre bananiness with
us. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Always a little bit. I think we've kind of hit a nice little hit on everything. Oh, real quick one. Jermaine, happy birthday, brother, to the big man. Jermaine had a birthday. We love that guy. A
couple months ago.
Yep. Hope everything's going well. It has been about a month and a half, but we haven't spoken of, or it's been, you know, happy birthday, big guy. You can see a lot more of this, and we're happy. Please hang in there. Subscribe, like, ring the bell. Do everything you possibly can. Trust me, it truly, truly helps. That said, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Pete Podcast. I'm Pete, and
I'm Marn.
We'll see you guys shortly. Be good. Much love.